Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chin.
Hey there, race fans. This is Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I'm your host, Infield Chin, and I got another good show for you planned tonight. Tonight on the show, I will be speaking with Nathalie Dijou and Sean Morgan. They're from Beer Frost, Inc., and they have a really cool product. They got to be a sponsor and for the number 32 Go Green team this past weekend and a couple weekends ago. So they're going to come on the show and talk all about what it's like to be a sponsor in the NASCAR Spring Cup Series. So I'm really excited to talk to them. And I got to tell you, I have had a great week. I hope you guys did too. But yeah, I headed on out to Richmond International Raceway this past weekend, and I had a great time. You know, met up with some friends of mine that I hadn't seen in a while, like my friend Connie and Mary, and you know, we had a really, really good time. Met a lot of people, went out into the fan zone, and actually not the fan zone, the underneath the grandstand, and had a bunch of like these little, you know, NASCAR beads and stuff for fans and little pairs of like plastic sunglasses and stuff. We gave them out to a bunch of kids and took pictures, and it was a lot of fun. So the kids, they like their little faces just light up. I love that. But yeah, no, we had a lot of fun. You know, checked out the garages, and I mean, I've been to Richmond so many times, and it's one of my favorite tracks to go to. I'm friends with everybody there, from like the security guards all the way up to, you know, the president is a good friend of Mary, so we kind of get this whole team a little bit. But so yeah, I had a really, really good time for the NASCAR Xfinity race. I watched the race from pit road. Just kind of walked up and down, kind of taking pictures of everything because I had a bunch of friends doing, you know, hard at work over there. So I got some pictures of them, and, you know, for the NASCAR Spring Cup race, again, walked up and down pit road a couple times, took pictures of what, you know, needed to be done. And actually during the Xfinity race, a buddy of mine that is actually the PR person for Mike Harmon, he messaged me and said that he wasn't able to get to the race and if I could take pictures of the pit stop. So I did, and I sent him those pictures. Got a couple of other requests while I was at the track. Actually, yeah, I got a request from Andrea up in Michigan, and she wanted pictures of Clint Bowyer, and I tried, but the picture that I did take of him came out all blurry and stuff, so it wasn't really good. So I was like, ah, but I owe her one, and I'll catch that up for her next time. But yeah, I watched the Spring Cup race from the middle part of it, really kind of towards the end, pretty much in the middle of the Spring Cup garage, sitting in a chair, it was really comfortable, and looking up at the big screen, and 43 cars were my surround sound, so that was pretty cool, I got to say. So yeah, just really had a good time. So I had some other really cool news I got to tell you about. So as of this week, I hope you guys seen the press release that we put out, but I've joined the NASCAR Campground Network. And I got to tell you, they are the official campgrounds of NASCAR. And I was really, really honored to have been contacted by them and that they were interested in me. So you know, we spoke for about maybe I was going to say like a month and a half. We were talking about everything and signed the contract. And so now for the rest of this year, I will be their kind of like reporter, blogger. And what I'm going to do is post up some blogs on their website, the NASCAR Campground Network, NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. And it'll be exclusive stuff that you're not going to be able to see or read anywhere else. And, you know, kind of get just, and then start, you know, kind of posting up about the NASCAR Campground Network, what they do, and their benefits. And, you know, I like to talk about some of the benefits that you could get if you were to join the NASCAR Campground Network. There's a lot of benefits involved. Like, you get discounts at camping up to 50% off at public camping parks nationwide. You can camp at private member-only resorts nationwide. And let me tell you, they told me a little bit about these resorts, and I looked some of them up, and those are like five-star resorts. They're beautiful. You'll get special at-the-track camping packages with race access. So they have some deals set up with each individual track, and you'll be able to check them out and you know, do some race stuff, get in the pits and whatnot. They have special offers from NASCAR partners and businesses, such as like Lionel, the NASCAR collectible company. They make all the official diecast and whatnot, where you can save some money with that company if you're a member. And you can get actually 25% off at the NASCAR Racing Experience. And if you don't know what that is, I mean, I'm sure you guys are pretty familiar with the Richard Petty driving experience where, you know, you pay an X amount of dollars, you get in the car and you go around, you know, you go around the track yourself or you get driven around. Well, you can save 25% off at the NASCAR Racing Experience, and it's official. there's hundreds and hundreds of discounts for different hunting destinations and providers worldwide. If you're into deep sea fishing, there's tons of discounts for that as well. And if you're into, you know, the fishing lodges, guides, and for an outfitter's world, so you get a ton of discounts off of those things. And if you're into shooting and going to, like, the archery ranges, there's plenty of discounts that you'll receive just by being a member. You'll also receive, save hundreds of dollars at premier scuba providers as well. So I think that would be something Ray Black Jr. would like. So I might have to have a little conversation with him about that. But yeah, that sounds pretty cool. So the good thing about them is that they have an online reservation system. And from what I understand, nobody else, no other kind of like camping, you know, camping provider has that. So they are the only ones with an online reservation system and an online directory. Their customer service is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. East Coast time, and it's 7 days a week. So that's pretty cool. Now, normally, their discount goes for, I'm sorry, normally the price to become a member, it's an annual fee, and it covers the entire United States and up in Canada. That's about $99. And if you mentioned, if you go onto their website, NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com, and you sign up, make sure you put the code INFIELDGEN when you check out, and you'll receive $20 off. So it's only $79 to join for the entire year. And I'm telling you, if you just use it for one time, you're going to save that much money and more. So it's really worth it. I'm learning a lot more about it as I go, and I will continue to share this with you as I go. So there you go. I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait to do it. So tonight's show is brought to you guys by RaceGear.com. If you're the kind of race fan who loves memorabilia from all your favorite NASCAR drivers and teams, then you have to check out RaceGear.com. It's a one-stop shop for all your racing necessities and indulgences. They've got everything you can think of, and you can get it all with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. Prices are really good, and if you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, you're going to receive an additional 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go over and check out RaceGear.com. Do that after the show. You'll be glad you did. So tonight on the show, I want to welcome my guests. I'm going to get them on the line right now. All right. Hey, guys, you on the show?
Absolutely. How are you?
Good.
Hi,
John,
Jim.
How are you? Hello. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, good. You can hear me. Great. All right. So, Natalie, can you say your last name, please?
Yes. My last name is Bijou.
Bijou. Okay. So I don't want to say it wrong, and I know I have a long last name, too, and everybody says it wrong, so I wanted to get that right. So Natalie and Sean Morgan, of you guys are from Beer Frost, Inc. So I want to welcome you guys, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So now let's give me a brief history. What is Beer Frost, and how did it all come about?
Well, Beer Frost started actually this year. We're a fairly new company. The three primary owners of the company were sitting around working actually on solar technology. They're all inventors. They all hold several patents. And afterwards, they're standing around trying to figure out a problem that they were having with one of the things they were working on, and their beer was warm. So that turned into the conversation of, wouldn't it be nice if... And next thing you know, being inventors that they are, they came up with this formula to make sure they had cold beer every day.
That's really cool. So what does it do?
Well, Beer Frost in general takes the ice temperature and drops it sometimes up to 40 degrees fairly quickly. So it ensures that all the ice stays fresh in your cooler and that you're going to have a lower temperature and therefore cooler drinks.
Gotcha. So now how would you use Beer Frost?
Well, really two easy steps, Jen. The first step would be to place your bottles and cans into a cooler. You just top it with ice, with your bottles and your cans. After that, you pour 4 to 5 inches of ice over your bottles and cans. This should cover the cans at least to come where the neck starts on the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Then okay. pour your 5 ounce of that of your pack of beer frost evenly over the ice. So you sprinkle it over the ice.
Okay.
Your step two, you pour an additional 4 to 5 inches of untreated ice on top of the ice that was treated by beer frost. And
mm-hmm.
to get the result of the beer frost cold drink, you allow 30 to 40 minutes before drinking, and you have your beer frost cold.
That's really cool. Now, how does it work?
Well, basically, the product works by wicking. It's a process that essentially takes the heat from the beverages you're putting into the ice. It
mm-hmm.
melts the ice for a short period of time, and then it refreezes at a lower temperature. So it works off of a couple of different things. Number one, it's going to be the melting properties of the minerals that are being added, but also from wicking the heat from whatever you're adding to your ice as well.
Well, so actually, how cold will my drinks actually get?
Well, what if you could turn your ice cooler into a freezer without freezing your beer or your beverages?
Mm-hmm.
Beer frost prolongs the life of ice in your cooler while keeping your beverages colder than just ice cans. Beer frost will turn your ice from 30 degrees to 16 to 18 degrees in minutes and up to minus 10 degrees in a shot of a minute.
Wow.
You'll have a cold, yes, it works really, really fast. You'll have
That's
a cold
really cool.
beer to the last drop.
Yeah, the big thing to
awesome.
Remember about the big thing to remember about beer frost as well is it depends on your beer. It depends on what you're putting in there. But we found
mm-hmm.
that some products will hold temperature between 16 and 18 degrees Fahrenheit, and some beers will actually get down to about 12 degrees. And it just holds
yeah.
that temperature for much longer. That way, as you're drinking your beer, it just stays cold. That way, you're not wasting your last sip.
Gotcha. Now, will it work with any type of beer?
Any
yes,
beer.
It will. Yes. You'll
and
see
what
that
about...
any...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if it works with every kind of beer, what about other types of beverages? Will it work with, like, regular soda and water and stuff like that, too?
Absolutely. Now, we chill anything in beer frost. We know that beer is in the name, but we're really focused on the different uses for beer frost in general. Sports drinks, waters, really anything that you would put inside of a cooler that you want to keep at a cold temperature, it works really, really well. I think the only difference would be making sure that if you're trying to chill bottled waters, you place them on top of the ice instead of burying them in the ice. That way it doesn't freeze within the bottle. So that would be the only thing, but we've never really experienced a soda or
mm-hmm.
Any sports drinks or beers freezing completely solid.
Oh, okay. Okay, that was a question. All right, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So now, can you eat? What happens if somebody eats it?
Yeah, no, it is not made to be consumed. But again,
okay.
It is a all-natural product. It's made from 100% minerals. There's mineral risk of accidentally ingest them. And again,
okay.
I repeat, it is not made to be consumed.
Mm-hmm.
It is really made to be put between two layers of ice.
Okay. Now, what if it gets like on the top of the can, if it's a can and you drink it, will that kind of harm you or?
Well,
no,
we
it
recommend,
won't.
We recommend that you go ahead and wipe off the top of your bottle or can in general. It's always a good practice
okay.
just to keep germs and bacteria away.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
okay.
know where that can's been before it even goes into your cooler. So we recommend you do wipe it down. Worst
mm-hmm.
case scenario, you forget to do that. It's going to taste a little earthy, and that's
okay.
about the extent of it. There's nothing really harmful
okay.
about it. It's all natural minerals. So.
Nice. Now, when you're all said and done and the party's over, is there a certain way that we have to get rid of it, or can we just kind of like dump it?
No, beer frost, will eventually dissolve in your ice. So it's all since it's all natural minerals, there's no danger at all to dispose your ice like you usually do. You want to add,
okay.
Sean?
Yeah, absolutely. Really, there's no harm in if you just dump your cooler where you would normally dump it. Again, it's all natural. It's
mm-hmm.
natural minerals. It's
okay.
not going to hurt anything in the environment.
Okay. Now, if I say I restock the cooler, will the beer frost still work, or would I have to reapply?
As long as you still have ice in your cooler
mm-hmm.
and you use the product properly to begin with, you can absolutely add to that. Now, what happens as it wicks, it does have that melting effect in the beginning. When it freezes at a colder temperature, your ice will block up soon.
Okay.
It may be, you may have to break up the ice a little bit to add new product to it, but it absolutely will keep anything you add to it very cold.
Gotcha. Cool. That's really good. So now what is it actually made of?
Well, beer frost is it's all natural minerals, but it's a combination that we played with of sodium chloride. There's magnesium in it. There's calcium in it. There's potassium in it. And we want to make sure that everything we use is all natural. It's very important to us, environmental friendly. We really are into, not only with this product, but other things that the inventors do. They're really into green energy and that sort of thing. So having a product that was a natural product was very important. Even the dyes that we use for the minerals are all natural as well. So that's really important for us.
Good, thanks. That's really cool. So now I got to ask you, what made you decide to choose Motorsports Marketing with the NASCAR team to promote Beer Frost?
Well, I've been in Motorsports Marketing in the past in a different series, so I always knew the benefits of what it could bring for a new product as far as brand recognition. So for us, the NASCAR was a perfect fit. The name Beer Frost, especially
mm-hmm.
the fans. I've been going to races since I was very, very young. So
you know.
I know how people come in
yeah.
with their coolers and enjoy an entire day. It's an experience, as you know. So
mm-hmm.
for us, it was just a perfect fit.
Nice. So now how many races will we see the Beer Frost logo, and where will we see it?
Well, right now we're partnered up with Go Green Racing on the 32.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited to be working with them. And they're a wonderful small team. They're getting ready for some big things. So we're very excited to be partnered up with them. You will see us this weekend in Chicago. And we'll have some announcements as to other races potentially this year. But we don't have anything solidified. But I would certainly look for us in the near future and certainly in 2016.
Awesome. That's great to hear. It's always good to hear new sponsors coming into the sport, because you hear so often like sponsors are leaving the sport and everybody's looking for sponsors. So this is like a breath of fresh air. This is great. But from a sponsor's point of view, what has your experience been like so far? What kind of return have you received? Have you noticed?
Well, our biggest thing is the branding aspect of it. Just a few months ago, nobody knew what Beer Frost was. And trying to get the message out that there even is a product, that we even exist, was a challenge. So NASCAR really brought us to a wide audience very quickly. The website, obviously, there's been thousands of visits since we've been sponsoring in NASCAR. And it's only been a few weeks. So we're very excited. We see the benefits of just being on the car and being able to brand ourselves along with Go Green Racing and some of their other sponsors as well. There's really some great synergy that can be built within NASCAR, and I highly, highly recommend any small business contacting one of the smaller teams or even some of the larger teams and seeing mm-hmm. how you could really broaden the scope of awareness on your product.
Right. So now let me ask this. I mean, going into this and before you even got on the car and you were just, obviously you had certain expectations of what marketing in NASCAR could do for you. Would you say that, even though it's been a couple of weeks, that your expectations have been met?
Oh, yeah. By far. I mean, far mm-hmm. exceeded, actually. Working with Go Green Racing, we created this perfect storm of branding for us. And we had, obviously, many options to go with when it came down to mm-hmm. sponsoring. But really what made the difference was the personal attention that we had in finding the right races for us. We actually wanted to sponsor in our home state, in Homestead, and that was going to be our initial contact with NASCAR. But
mm-hmm.
just talking to the 32 team and seeing what they were willing to do for Darlington and the throwback car, we knew that
mm-hmm.
was the perfect start for us within the sport.
Cool. Yeah, you definitely picked a good team. I mean, I know all those guys, Archie and Mason and all the guys on the team. They're really, really good people. And my boyfriend's Brian Gilowski, and he actually drove for Archie a couple of years ago back in 2013. So I've worked with Archie personally, and, great guy, and I wish you guys all the luck in that. Now, I know that I heard I got good feedback from everybody on the team itself about, you know, Beer Frost and how cool it was. But I know that you gave out samples to a bunch of other teams in the garage, and I was just wondering what's the feedback been like from them about using Beer Frost?
Natalie, I'll let you answer that question.
Okay. The response was very positive by the fact that they have to buy less ice. Of course, there's a benefit on that side, and they saw it pretty quickly also. From the first day that they tried it in Darlington, already they knew and they saw that they could already save on ice, and they calculated pretty fast how it could become, at the end of the year, a big saving. So that's how we got to talk to a few teams, and you know the way it works inside the infield, where everybody talks to each other. So at one point, everybody would come to us and say, hey, can I try the product? And one after the other, a lot of teams came to us and say, I want to try it because I've heard that there's a lot of benefits for me. So that's why we're very happy, because we see numbers and we see how they can save, and everybody's happy with that. So we have a good product. They're happy with it. It makes them some savings. So we're glad that we can help the sport.
Nice. Yeah, I know. I mean, a bag of ice at the track, it costs $10 a bag, and it's maybe like a 10-pound. I don't even know how many pounds that. It's not a very big bag, but yeah, it's 10 pounds. So yeah, that would definitely save a lot of money. We spent probably at least $100, if not more, during a weekend when we were doing it. So I could see that price adding up really quickly for them. So now
we actually talked to a multi. Sorry to interrupt. We actually talked to a multi-car team at the track, and we sat down and figured out the cost savings based on average cost per bag and the number of cars and haulers they're running, and they're going to save about $30,000 a year just by using this product.
Oh, my God. Wow. That is a lot.
And that's calculating a $10 bag.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to some tracks, you have a $25 bag.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
if you average a $15 bag, it's a minimum of saving from $40,000 to $60,000 to $70,000. So it's a pretty big amount of money.
That is a big
number.
That means
that's
keeping
really
somebody
good.
Employed year-round, so that can make the difference for a team, absolutely.
Yeah, it absolutely could, especially for the smaller teams, absolutely. So we know where the teams can go to get their Beer Frost. How can the regular consumer get the product?
Well, right now you can go to beerfrost.com. Sometime in the near future, and I hope I'm not overstepping my boundaries by saying this, but we're getting ready to roll out on Amazon as well. And we are in negotiations with several big box retailers. I would say sometime in the next 3 to 4 months we'll be readily available in convenience stores throughout the entire country. And big box retailers throughout the entire world. So our goal is to get the product out as quickly as possible, and we have an international shipment going out sometime in the next couple of weeks. It's actually going to New Zealand. So we're really happy about how the product's rolling out internationally, and we're proud to be an American company and everything being made here in the USA.
Nice. Very cool. Now, how much does it cost?
Well, right now it's retailing for $3.99. That may change a little bit in the future. The price is probably going to stay under that $4 mark, and our thing is to make sure it's affordable and make sure that, it's not that much more than having to buy additional ice. Obviously, it wouldn't make sense if that was the case. So for us, we're trying to keep it under that $4 price point, and you'll see it for less than that even.
Gotcha. So now, how much of it do you actually have to use for it to work?
Well, not much. Like I told you earlier at the beginning of the show, you just have to sprinkle Beer Frost evenly on your first layer of ice, like you would sprinkle your steak with spices. So depending on how big, as simple as that. So depending on how big your cooler is, you'll be able to cover up to 20 pounds of ice with your 5 ounces of Beer Frost. So on the website, there's a lot of videos for you to watch, and it shows you how it works and how you can do it properly. and you'll have a better idea on how to use it and make your ice colder and for it to last longer, because that's the point of beer frost. And mm-hmm. on the website also, on beerfrost.com, you can also find additional tips and ideas on how to use beer frost.
Okay, cool. So the website is beerfrost.com. What about on social media? Are you guys available for information on social media?
Absolutely. We're Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're trying to do as much social media as we possibly can. We found it to be very successful for us in the recent past. So we're going to continue to do that. And for us, it's fun just to make sure that fans are updated on what we're doing within NASCAR and other venues. So it's exciting for us to be able to post personal pictures on our website as well and give fans really that alternative look mm-hmm. at, you know, what's happening personally near the hauler or around the car. So it's kind of fun to do that.
Very cool. Cool. So now, do you think that we will see beer frost in the NASCAR garages and on a car next year?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not a doubt about that. We're committed to our presence within NASCAR. It's been very beneficial for us so far. We're talking to some tracks as well that may start carrying the product in the near future. So it'll be readily available at the concession stands mm-hmm. as well. So we're excited about
nice.
That. But we have a full commitment to NASCAR, and certainly with Go Green Racing. There have been great partners so far, and we're looking forward to continuing that with them.
Well, this is great to hear. I mean, like I said, we hear about so many sponsors that are leaving the sport. It's so cool to hear about one that's coming in and is saying that it's such a good experience. So, you know, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Now, is there anything else about Beer Frost that we haven't spoken about yet?
Well, I think it's important just for people to realize that we are a small business, and in some ways we had the opportunity to come into NASCAR before we had significant sales. But for us, brand recognition is what made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage other small businesses to really take a look at that. Take a look at your budget. It is affordable in certain situations to bring brand mm-hmm. awareness to your product. So, you know, perhaps it's not the strategy for everybody, but for us it worked out well, really just getting people to see the name beerfrost.com, to go to the website, to understand what our product is, and now to utilize the product at the track and when they're at home or picnics or camping or on the boat. There's just tons of uses for it.
Well, that sounds good. You guys gave me quite a case to sample, so I'm definitely going to do that this weekend. And I will get back to you and give you a full report on how it went. I'm sure it's going to be great. But so thank you. And I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight and educating me on beer frost. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to using the product at the track this weekend. So thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, too.
Absolutely. And I'll see you at the track.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right.
For sure.
Bye.
Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Well, there you go, folks. I mean, that's really awesome. I can't wait to try it this weekend. And so when I was at the track, a couple of my buddies came over to me, and they were putting ice in, I actually saw one of them kind of sprinkling this stuff on, and he told me, he's like, yeah, we've been using this for a couple of weeks, and it works really, really well. So he said it saved him a lot of money, so that's awesome. Well, cool. Well, tonight's guest has been brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. How would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you'll have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like yourself achieve financial freedom. How cool would that be? No more having to worry if you'll have what you need for those rainy days, because you know you're going to have it. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC have helped thousands of their clients live the life they only dreamed about with peace of mind. And that's worth it right there, right? I got to tell you, they have helped me for several years now, and I can't see myself without them, and you shouldn't either. So visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a consultation. It was one of the best decisions I ever made, and it can be the best decision that you ever make too. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. All right, so now it's time for a few burning hot topics in NASCAR news. Chase Elliott brought home the trophy for the Virginia 529 College Savings 250 at Richmond International Raceway. And it was Matt Kenseth who took it home in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Federated Auto Parts 400. Now, according to JSki.com, Roger Penske questioned NASCAR's decision not to penalize Matt Kenseth for what seemed like he jumped the restart. Now, Penske went on to say, "You just can't have that kind of officiating. I think the last restart, the guys must close the window and pull the blind down." Now, Penske wanted a clear definition on the restart rule and said, "I think they've got to come up with a way to say what's right and what's wrong. To me, this is a perfect example of inconsistencies. When you're racing for as tight as we are, thing that is on the line, you just can't have that kind of officiating." NASCAR defended its decision Monday not to penalize Matt Kenseth on the final restart of Saturday night's Sprint Cup race at Richmond International Raceway. Now, Steve O'Donnell, who is the NASCAR Executive Vice President and Chief Racing Development Officer, he addressed the restart in his weekly appearance on The Morning Drive on SiriusXM Radio. And when he asked if NASCAR was content on making calls on the restart, O'Donnell said, "I think for now we're still content. It's a ball and strike call. It's like we've got the ability to go back and look at the video, which we do, and in this case made the call and moved on from it. It's still one that we want to leave in the driver's hands. Now, if we do have to get involved and make those calls with more video, I think we'll do that, but we'd like to see it play out the way it does through the final 10. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. In other news, Richmond TV ratings, they were okay. They weren't that great, but it's another Saturday night race, another poor overnight for NASCAR on cable. NASCAR Sprint Cup Racing from Richmond earned a 1.7 overnight rating on NBCSN Saturday night, down 37% from last year at 2.7, and down 41% from 2013 at 2.9, now both of which aired on ABC. The 1.7 is the second lowest of the season for a Sprint Cup race, ahead of only rain-delayed coverage from Kansas on Fox Sports 1 in May at 1.5. Now, four of the five lowest Sprint Cup overnights this season have been for Saturday night races on cable, with Bristol in August, 1.9, and Kentucky in July at 2.0, joining the Richmond and Kansas races. Now, the only Sunday race to rank in the bottom five was Michigan in June, which was delayed due to rain at 2.0. Now, 13 of the 14 Sprint Cup races on cable this season have had a decline in overnight, which, with the previous mentioned Kentucky race as the lone exception. Now, it should be noted that Richmond was the first race of the season to face head-to-head football competition, airing opposite ABC's Saturday Night Football at 5.0. Now, each week for the remainder of the season, NASCAR will air opposite either college football or NFL, so they're going to have their work cut out for them. And that's all according to JSki.com. Now, the 2015 chase is about to begin, and our top 16 drivers in contention for hoisting that cup over their head at Homestead are Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, Matt Kenseth, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kurt Busch, Carl Edwards, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Jamie McMurray, Jeff Gordon, Ryan Newman, Paul Menard, and Clint Bowyer. Who's to win it all? Who's your driver that you think is going to take it all? I'm actually going to have a little contest on racefansrock.com. I'll put pictures up of all the drivers, and, you know, you'll vote. And pick who you think is going to win. You only get one vote. So whoever does choose the right driver at the end of the chase will do a drawing, and one lucky person who chose the right driver will get a really cool prize. Now, we're still working on the details of the contest, but it will happen. And that's what you got to look forward to. So that's what's hot this week. So make sure you tune in next week to see what's hot and talk worthy then. So I want to talk to you guys now about my dedicated Fan in the Stand reporter program. I do as much as I can to get the race fans involved, to kind of bring them over the other side of the fence, because I was on that other side of the fence when I first started. I was a fan. I was in the grandstand. I wanted to know what was going on the other side of the fence, and I made my way over there. Didn't happen overnight, but it did happen. And because I know what a fan feels like and what they want to know and what they want to see, you know, I'm in a position now where I can help fans get over the fence. So that's my dedicated Fan of the Stand reporter program. Now, you know that it can only happen because I'm trying to help the race teams too, and And it takes sponsorship, as you see, to be able to do anything in the sport. So my dedicated Fan Understand Reporter program can help them too. excuse me. I just got a tweet. Anyway, so it can help them. My dedicated Fan Understand Reporters, they kind of go into the garages, they take pictures of everything, and it's publicity for the team. So it works out. Now, if you want to be one of my dedicated Fan Understand Reporters, just send me an email at infiljen@gmail.com. Tell me why I should pick you. Maybe I will. If I do, I will send you to the track with a couple of passes and send you there on a mission. You'll report back to me all weekend long. Let me know what drivers you've met, what pictures you've taken. You'll send me those. I'll post them up on infieldgen.com. Everybody gets to check out and see how much fun that you're having. So it's a good time, and you should check it out. Now, you know, I don't stop there. As InfieldGen, I really try to do everything I can to get that race fan involved. So my other program is my InfieldGen fan sponsorship program. And this one here directly helps teams out because it allows them to get the sponsorship that they need to get the things that they have to have to go to the races. And it allows race fans to go to the garage and again, have a great time. Now, all the details for my InfieldGen fan sponsorship program are listed on infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. Go check it out. And I'm telling you, for $100, you could be considered a team sponsor. How easy is that? I mean, come on. Check it out. You'll really enjoy it. I have a list of commonly asked questions on there so you can make an informed decision. You'll have all the information about it right there in front of you. When you decide to do it, just let me know, and I'll get it done for you. All right. So as you guys know, Brian Keselowski will be racing at Salem Speedway. He's actually, we need to call him presidential candidate Brian Keselowski. Yep, and he'll be racing with the ARCA Series this Saturday night for the Federated Car Care ARCA Fall Classic at Salem Speedway. Now, I want to give a shout-out to Soch Construction for coming back on board with us for this race as well, and IDPRaps.com. Those guys do a great job on making all the decals that we need. I also want to give a shout-out to Jesse Albert, who designed our special Kez for Prez crew shirts for us to wear this weekend as we watch Brian battle it out at the track. Now, Brian actually tested there this past week, and, you know, he says he really got to hone in on the car, and he made it a lot better. So he's really confident that he's going to have a good car for race day. He said his car is capable of the win, so I believe him, and we're going to see what happens. But you won't be able to miss his number 29 Kez for Prez for Fusion because it's going to be adorned all over the car. There will be absolutely no doubt in anyone's mind that Brian will be running for president when we roll into Salem Speedway. And hopefully he can get some votes. Let's just see how far he can take it. I am thrilled. I think this is great. But, and you know, the cool thing with ARCA is making it really cool, really simple for you guys to tune in if you can't physically be at the track this weekend. ARCA has actually made it possible that you will not miss the race. And you could do it all for the same price as a ticket. Actually, it's a little cheaper than a ticket. And you can watch the race from the comfort of your own home. That's right. For only $9.98, that's nothing. You can get the ARCA race live on pay-per-view. Now, ARCA will stream the video straight to you right on your computer. And ARCA Streaming Video recommends that you use the latest version of Chrome, Firefox, or Safari browsers. Internet Explorer 10 or higher is supported, but the use of Internet Explorer is just strongly discouraged. Now, for more information and to place your order, visit arcaracing.com. And, you know, see your future president, you know, take the checkered flag. That'd be cool. All right. So I want to talk to you now about racefansrock.com. If you haven't joined it yet, I don't know what you must be under a rock. You got to go check it out, racefansrock.com. It's my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. We have customizable profiles on there so you could make it look however you'd like. It's a safe website. We do not deal with any spammy stuff. We do not deal with any, you know, negative things. Anyone can report anything. It gets taken care of right away. We've not really had a problem. And any issues that we did have, they've been fixed and taken care of quickly. So it's a really safe website for people of all ages. So there's nothing going on. We talk about racing on that site. It's just a dedicated site to racing. It's also designed to connect race fans with their favorite drivers and teams, NASCAR, members of the media, and you can do it instantly. You can actually post to Facebook and Twitter as well. As soon as when you post to racefansrock.com, you could also post to Facebook and Twitter with the click of a button. So it's really cool because you don't have to leave Race Fans Rock to, you know, post everywhere else too. It takes up a lot of time, and you don't have to do that. You could also create your own blogs, your own groups, events, and you could interact with the racing community. My live chat rooms that I have set up for every driver in the top three series and then some are amazing. They are so cool because they're instant. You know, if you do anything like on any of the social sites, you know, you have to post it, and then somebody's got to read it, and then they got to think about what to say, and then they say, and then, you know, it just takes forever. Well, the live chat rooms are exactly that. They're live. You think it, you write it, you post it, they see it, and they respond instantly. So you got to go check it out. I have them set up for every driver in the top three series and then some. And when a driver joins racefansrock.com, he or she is verified so that when you do see them on there and you do communicate with them, you know that you'll be communicating with them exactly and directly. So it's a really cool thing. I love the website. We've got a lot of things that we've added to it recently. There's a lot of work that goes on the back office that you don't necessarily see on the site itself, but there's a lot of things going on. My web designer, David Allen, does a great job. He works his tail off on the site, and we're going to keep doing that there to keep making it better and to keep, you know, everybody coming back for more. So it's really growing like in leaps and bounds every single week, and it's cool to see. I love watching those numbers rise. It blows me away. And I actually want to welcome our newest members. It's Bill Wharton, Rick Burns, Matt Schmidt, and Johnny Stafford. And actually, Beer Frost signed up for an account today. So welcome aboard Beer Frost to racefansrock.com. And, you know, since we launched that site on April 6th this year, we're over 206,000 page views and interactions. So, I mean, that says it all right there. I'm excited. I really am. And we got a lot of cool things coming up for it. Now, this racefansrock.com segment has been brought to you by Tate's Cleaning Services. If you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area or any of the surrounding areas, make sure you contact Tate's Cleaning Services first for all your home and office cleaning needs. It doesn't matter how big of a mess you've made. Tate's Cleaning Services will clean it up and make it sparkle again in no time at all. And it'll smell really good. I trust them with my home, and believe me when I say my Basset Hounds can make it a challenge for them, but they really do an excellent job every single time. Now, and as you can see, they're pet-friendly too. It's fully licensed and insured, so trust them and just call Tate's Cleaning Services and book your appointment today. Visit them on Facebook, / Tate's Cleaning Services, that's T-A-T-E-S Cleaning Services, or you can email them directly at NorthCarolinaMade@gmail.com. Or you can give them a call at 763-269-1919. Make sure you mention that you heard about them from me, Infield Jen, because you'll get a discount. I'm getting pretty good at giving out discounts for a bunch of things. I absolutely guarantee you're going to love them as much as we do. They do a great job. Time for a race rundown. Let's find out who's who, who's in it, and who's driving what this weekend. Now, starting with the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, there are 34 trucks on the entry list for Friday's American Ethanol 225 at Chicagoland Speedway. We have Kyle Larson in the 00, Chad Boat in the number 16, Ross Chastain in the number 18, Austin Theriault in the 29 for Brad Keselowski Racing, Chad Finley will be in the 30, Daniel Suarez will be in the 51, Mike Harmon will be in the number 66, and Jesse Little will be making another appearance this weekend in the number 97. The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series American Ethanol 225 is set to start on Friday night, September 18th at 8:30 p.m., and it will be aired on Fox Sports 1. All right, moving on to the NASCAR Xfinity Series. There's 41 cars on the entry list for Saturday's Furious 7-300 at Chicagoland Speedway. Michael Self will return to the 0 for JD Motorsports. Jimmy Weller is listed in the 15 for Rick Ware. Ryan Ellis will return to the number 17. Ryan Blaney will drive the number 22 for Penske. TJ Bell will be in the 26 for JGL. That sounds like it rhymes. Benny Gordon in the 60-16 will make another attempt this weekend. Casey Kane will be in the number 88 for Junior Motorsports, getting some extra seat time there. Martin Roy is entered in the number 90. Dexter Bean will be in the number 92. Oh, I like his name. And Mason Mingus will handle the number 97 for Obiaka Racing. He's going to be in that car with all the really cool leopard print and zebra print and peacock print. I love those cars. Anyway, the Furious 7300 at Chicagoland Speedway is set to start this Saturday evening, September 19th at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and it will also be aired on NBCSN. And now, drum roll, please. On to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series for the first race in the chase to the Sprint Cup 2016. 15? I got all excited. Let's try that again. Anyhow, the entry list for the MyAFibRisk.com 400 at Chicagoland Speedway shows 46 teams and drivers on that list, and there's only 43 spots. So that's not good. I mean, three teams are going to be headed home after qualifying. But some notables are Ryan Blaney in the 21, Travis Quackle in the number 30, Josh Wise will be in the 32, Brian Scott will be in the 33, Timmy Hill will be in the 62, and Michael McDowell will be in the 55, along with Reed Sorensen in the 98. Now, drivers need to be in the top 36 in speed because they have no provisionals available to them, meaning that they're the lowest in owner's points will be Travis Quackle in the 30, who's 49th in owner's points, and Timmy Hill in the 62, who's 46th in owner's points, and J.J. Yeley, who's in the 26th, and he's 44th in owner's points. Now, drivers that would miss the race if qualifying is canceled, meaning that they have the least amount of race attempts this year, would be Travis Quaffle in the 30 with only 11 race attempts, Ryan Blaney in the 21 with only 13 race attempts, and Michael McDowell in the number 95 with only 15 race attempts. So good luck, guys. They're going to need it. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, MyAFibRisk.com 400 at Chicagoland Speedway, is set to start on Sunday, September 20th at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on NBCSN. Now, you know, if you're not at the track this weekend and you're not able to catch all the action, that's all right. Just grab a seat in my social sofa in my live social sofa chat room on RaceFansRock.com. We have a lot of fun in there, and you won't be sorry that you joined. Just keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests all week long. Find me on RaceFansRock.com by simply typing Infield Jen in the search box and add me as your friend. You can still connect with me on Facebook at Facebook.com/InfieldJenFanpage and Facebook.com/RaceFansRock. Now, on my personal page on Facebook, it's unfortunately it's reached that 5,000 limit of friends, so I have difficulty adding people on there. I actually have like 180-something people sitting in the queue, and I feel bad, you know, that I can't add them all and whenever I want, but I have to do it as a spot becomes available. So every now and then, you know, somebody will delete me or, you know, get off Facebook, whatever it is, and a spot becomes available. So I kind of have to pick and choose if I, you know, that one person out of 180. I don't like doing that. But, you know, it's another reason why RaceFansRock.com is a better social community, because I don't have any limits on how many friends you could have on there. So be friends with everyone. I'm never going to put a limit on that. That's just ridiculous. Anyway, I'm on Twitter at Infield Jen, and I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and whatever else is out there is Infield Jen. So, you know, check if you're on any of those, you can just look me up. And as a matter of fact, you know what's funny? I'm Googleable. If you type the words Infield Jen in the Google search box, all my stuff pops up. It's so cool. Now, I think I'll be a lot cooler once I hit what if I ever get to go on Wikipedia. I think once you get on Wikipedia, it's safe to say you've made it. So I'm not on there yet, as far as I know. So I'm going to say I'm still going to work on making it. Anyway, be sure to visit my website at infieldjen.com on a daily basis and check out the latest news, pictures, videos. Oh, yeah, all my pictures from Richmond are up right now. But I also post race results that includes all practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports for every single race. Make sure you also check out my new blog post, cool fan stories, post-race audio interviews straight from the media centers at each and every racetrack, different teams' press releases. I'm getting a ton of them now. Check out the photos from my dedicated fan and the stand reporters every weekend, and so much more. I am posting stuff on that website all the time. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on infieldjen.com. And then, you know, show some love. Click open my merchandise tab. And, you know, I got a hat. I got T-shirts and things like that. So I think it would be really cool if I'm ever walking around the track and somebody that I don't even really know is walking around with an Infield Jen T-shirt on. I think I would just probably pass out. So, so yeah, do that and watch me pass out. But yeah, so I'm almost out of time for tonight's show, and I want to thank Nathalia and Sean from Beer Frost for coming on the show and telling us all about Beer Frost and what it's like to be a sponsor with a team in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. You guys can be too, and I can help you do that. So if it's something that you've been thinking about, give me a holler and we'll get it done. Just email me at infiljen@gmail.com. I can help you get a logo on the Sprint Cup car. You know that. And I want to thank all the race fans who allowed me to turn them into sponsors this week, and hopefully I can add you to that list next week. We have plenty of spots available. These are the chase races coming up. I can get you in. All right, once again, I want to send out a huge shout-out to RaceGear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, for their continued support, and a big thanks to Tate's Cleaning Services to help me keep a clean home each and every week. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys who tuned in. Hope you all enjoy this weekend's races at Chicagoland Speedway. I know I will. And, you know, make sure you check this out at Salem Speedway on ARCA's pay-per-view. It's a really cool new feature for less than the price of a ticket. I'm going to post up a ton of pictures when I'm there, and I'll keep my followers updated with the inside scoop from Salem Speedway this weekend. It's actually my first time ever at Salem Speedway, so I'm really looking forward to that. I love going to new tracks. So I'm hoping that I'll have a really good experience, and I usually always do. Now, if you're going to be at Chicagoland Speedway this weekend, connect with me, and please send me some of your awesome pictures that you take so that I can see how much fun you're having, and I'll post them all up on infiljen.com under the Fan Central section. So, you know, I'll get to see how much fun you're having, and everybody else that checks out the website, which is a lot of people that hit that site, they'll get to see how much fun that you're having, too. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about the NASCAR Campground Network, and I hope you guys take a minute to head over to that site, NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. Check it out. Click on their blog section on a regular basis to read articles written just for the NASCAR Campground Network, and check out all the benefits about becoming a member so I can see you and hang out with you at a NASCAR track next year. Become a member today, and do not forget to include my name, InfieldJen, at checkout, and you'll receive $20 off the yearly membership. It's only $79, and that will cover the entire North America, United States, and up in Canada. So, yeah, check that out. Join, and we're going to have a lot of fun with the NCN. I don't know about you guys, but I really can't wait. I'm really excited. Well, once again, guys, I want to thank you for tuning in. And we will get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, have a great week, and I will catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, RaceFansRock.com. Good night.